Hi, I'm Popcorn Fairy 28, and this is a podfic of One Simple Path, written by me. Summary. As soon as Arthur declared that it was not a deer, Merlin instantly knew what it was. Mordred's Druid Girl. End of summary. My beginning notes. Dug this one out of my old hiatus archives after finding it a few days ago. Decided to post it naturally. According to my old notes, I wrote this in a few minutes. Tonight, I edited it minimally, just because I did not want to read aloud Old English just yet. Hope you enjoy. End of beginning notes. As soon as Arthur declared that it was not a deer, Merlin instantly knew what it was, Mordred's Druid Girl. Dread filled Merlin as he followed Arthur and he started to panic silently, trying to think of anything that might distract Arthur. Not that he trusted Mordred. He'd been told many times not to trust the druid boy, but he had promised and given his word that the secret was safe with him. What right had Merlin not to trust anyone if he proved himself undeserving of trust as well? Plus, clearly Mordred was terrible at sneaking around if these were his footprints, like Merlin suspected, which meant that he probably didn't make a habit of it. It wasn't just that, either, if Merlin were being honest with himself. There was something about Mordred's plight that reminded him of something once upon a time. Freya. He knew it wasn't exactly the same situation, but it was still a forbidden love, of sorts, and he wished that destiny had given him a chance. Perhaps Mordred and this girl could have a chance. Arthur and Merlin came across where they had been yesterday, when Arthur pointed towards more footprints, saying, "Merlin." Desperately, Merlin tried. "They're from when we were here yesterday." That didn't work. "It was dry yesterday, it rained last night. These marks are fresh," Arthur argued. "Our men have been patrolling this area night and day. It's probably one of them." "Who?" Arthur pointed out. "I have the reports. No one's been through here." "Oh, Arthur," Merlin inwardly sighed. "Why do you have to be observant at the worst of times?" He glanced again at the footprints while Arthur moved forward. He knew that he couldn't let Arthur find the girl. Not that he believed the king would kill her, but a funny feeling just told him the girl would be better off left alone. Wait. He'd created realistic footprints in the spur of the moment before. Couldn't he vanish them as well? It might puzzle Arthur, but it just might work. Turning around just in case Arthur decided to turn around so that he wouldn't see the telltale golden eyes, Merlin felt out with his magic to make sure that it was the druid girl up ahead. He sensed her presence nearby. Hurrying, he made the footprints that led to her disappear. Arthur continued to follow the remaining footprints for a little ways, then abruptly stopped, confused. He looked around, trying to find more of a path, then looked back at Merlin. "Now where'd they go?" he asked. Merlin shrugged in response. "You're the expert. You tell me." The end.